This is Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Just how is a financial coach different from a financial advisor? During this hour, you will learn the difference as well as being coached on your true purpose for money, myths about investing, what true diversification means, and how past performance is not an indicator of future success. Plan with care, retire with confidence. And now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome to another exciting hour of Power with Coach Alfie Townsend. This is the post-election edition, and it's so good to have you joining us here on 92.5 Fox News. And we're going to be talking about the election today, and we're going to be talking about what the markets have been doing and what they haven't been doing. And Coach Alfie Townsend is out at a conference. Believe it or not, he so wanted to be here with us in studio, but he's out teaching at a conference. And in studio with me today, guest hosting, is the marketing director, Mary Thompson. And as always, the phone number to call here is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And the best thing for you to do, especially as we're entering towards the end of the year, is to sit down with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, and he will examine your portfolio from the inside out. He's going to make recommendations to you that are beneficial and prudent for you well into your retirement years. He's going to expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio. He's going to answer a question you should be asking, and that is, will my income last? Again, that's 561-1155, or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And today, we are talking about the post-election, and we have a new president-elect, Donald Trump. And obviously, the markets the day that of the election were tanking, and the futures were down almost 1,000 points at around 3 in the morning. And it's interesting that all the prognosticators said it's going to be a bad day, and markets are never going to recover. And when we woke up, Mary, basically the markets were in an upward swing. And most of the week, obviously, except for Friday, were moving in a positive direction. We hit some all-time highs. And obviously that states well for people that really don't know what the markets are going to do. And it's so great to have you in the studio with us this morning.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here. Yeah, exactly. Like the Brexit, you know, the market responded one way, and then the Brexit came to a different conclusion and the market rebounded. So we just never know. Sometimes the stock market doesn't get it right. So
yeah, and that's the great thing about really being diversified and having your portfolio rebalanced and being invested in the market. And I'm sure a lot of people were ready to panic and get ready to pull their money out. But I think to their surprise, all the people that were saying it's going to tank and it's going to crash and it's going to be a big hit. I think this really shows that you really can't listen to the so-called experts, can you?
Absolutely. And, you know, Alfie is always talking about how it's so important to be diversified. And this is exactly why. Sometimes the market, certain industries will be going one direction, then the next day they're rebounding. So you need to be diversified.
Yeah, and that's important. And I think that basically what's happening is that a lot of the people on Wall Street and a lot of the business investors and just the average 401k investors are realizing that by taking regulations off, which he plans on doing, by reducing the tax base, which he plans on doing, allowing businesses to thrive and bring some of that money back from other countries that can really rebuild our infrastructure and really get us moving again. I think, you know, just looking at, Paul Ryan up on the Hill, I mean, these people are excited for once, and they're excited to get this going again. And whether you voted for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, at this point, we need to come together as a nation. The nation is racially and politically divided right now. We need to come together and really begin to focus on the positive of the future so that this country can get rolling again and we can get our domestic product moving in the right direction. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. We need to focus on the things that we can control. And a lot of that, too, is investor behavior. I know Alfie talks a lot about that people let their emotions get in the way, and we can't let our biases get in the way. We need to make logical decisions, and that's where somebody like Coach Alfie comes into play, helping us to keep our mind focused and going forward.
And I think that's what this show is all about, and what Coach does every week is really helping people take the emotion out of investing. And the way that he really does that is he continues to coach people on a regular basis, doesn't he, to stay true to the plan of being diversified in a lot of different countries. I think your philosophy is 45 countries, many different asset classes, you know, being rebalanced properly, but staying in there, not pulling in and out, market timing or track record investing. Have you seen the success of that over the years of staying true to that course?
Absolutely. Absolutely, John. In fact, you know, Alfie's really good about meeting with his clients regularly to just keep his finger on their pulse, making sure that they're staying on track. Has anything changed in their life? You know, of course, if something significant has changed in your life, somebody's passed away or there's a marriage or job-related, whatever the case may be, sometimes we have to make those transitions on those life experiences. But you don't want to make a big swing in your portfolio based upon fear and anxiety. And so staying true to a portfolio that's well-diversified, that's rebalancing, you know, it's passively, it's on the one hand, it's passive, but on the other hand, it's very active, rebalancing. And that's where investors fall short. They think that they're going to sell when it's high and buy when it's low, but they let their emotion get in the way. So by having a professionally managed portfolio, it takes that out of it for you.
That's excellent. And that's a great point, especially even though the markets have been doing good this week. Obviously, we can expect volatility as we move forward into the inauguration on January 20th. And the markets are always volatile. So would you recommend to the people that are listening, obviously, there's only a couple of months left, really to sort of weather the storm if it does come, to be have their portfolio looked at? And really, when you do that, you're looking for certain indicators that can tell you if they're invested properly, if they're rebalancing, if they really are stress tested. How do you go about doing that when you guys sit down with a potential client?
Absolutely. You know, John, Alfie will sit down with a client, and the first meeting is really about those people. What's on their heart? What's in their mind? What have they been doing in the past with their investments? What are their goals, their hopes, their dreams? What do they expect out of their financial planner? All of those different things. One thing that I really like, in fact, John, you can speak to this. So you guys play golf all the time. And
yeah, going to miss them this week.
I know you will. And, you know, you're always talking about there's a certain game that you play and then you validate it, and maybe speak to that, but that's how validation is, confirming that either you're on the right path or you need to change courses. So Alfie will sit down with people that have been investing for a significant amount of time and either validate that they have the right plan or they need to change directions.
Yeah, that's a great point because, you know, right now you may not know if you are diversified properly, if your portfolio is the right sort of balance or mix. You know, you have a lot of people out there, especially towards the end of the year, the markets have gone up and down, and maybe they want to be in a 50% equity, 50%, bond holding portfolio. And because of the markets, which have been up about 7-8% this year, they may be a little lopsided in that type of policy right now or in that investment strategy. And you guys can find out, make sure that they're on course for what their goals and their dreams are, can't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And especially, like you said, at the end of the year here, too, another reason why it's so critical is there may be some losses, there may be some gains. And if you're going to make a change, you want to be strategic so that you're not causing undue tax as well. So, you know, thinking through all the different ramifications of making a change, but getting into the portfolio that's balanced for your specific needs.
Well, that's why you want to sit down with Coach Alfie Townsend and make it a point to visit with him in Fort Myers or Naples. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. He will take a look at your current plan and make sure that you are on course towards retirement with peace of mind. Hey, Coach Alfie Townsend wants to keep you retired. That's his goal as a financial or certified financial planner. And he is Southwest Florida's financial planner. Give him a call. Meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. We're going to continue talking with Mary Thompson about not only the election, but also about being invested properly and also about you taking a look at your portfolio to make sure that you're on course towards retirement. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market. And of course, presidential change and the world unrest, well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townsend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townsend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. The phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You want to be one of the first five callers. Sit down with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. Meet with him. Let him examine your portfolio from the inside out, especially as you're positioning yourself for 2017. You want to be invested properly. You want to be diversified. You don't want to be taking undue risk or having too many fees inside your portfolio that you don't know about that can be eating up your returns. Let Coach Townsend take a look at it for you. You can go to the website as well, savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. Well, we're in studio today with Mary Thompson, the marketing director. Coach Townsend is away at a conference, speaking at a conference to a lot of investors and advisors today, and he so wanted to be here, especially during this post-election, as we welcome and celebrate President-elect Trump. He is going to be our new president. And the great thing about what he's going to do is he's going to be less government and more for the local business people, which really is the small businesses really are the ones that create most of the jobs in this country and get it going. And that's why it's so important that people begin to increase so that they can obviously add towards their retirement plans. And that's a positive thing to do, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people have been saving their hard-earned dollars, setting it aside every day. And, you know, one of the things that when you're employed, you are putting your money into your retirement plan. You're doing this dollar cost averaging and you're accumulating your wealth. And one area that Alfie really specializes in is the after you've retired, you're in the harvesting phase of life. And if you don't get it right the first time, you know, you only retire once. You got to get it right the first time. And as you're taking money out, if the, you know, you're kind of reverse dollar cost averaging, you're pulling your money out of your portfolio. And so many people that we talk to every single day, their biggest fear is running out of money. And just think back to 2008 when the market was going down. And if somebody had just retired, let's say they had $1 million and they took out $50,000 as an example out of their portfolio every single year. Well, as the market was going down, not only were they depleting their portfolio with taking out principal, but the value was dropping as well. So, you know, so many people remember 2008 and have been concerned about making sure that they don't run out of money.
Yeah, and that's an important point because a lot of people, like you said, the you know, harvesting phase, taking out, is so much more critical that you have the right person doing that and helping you. And really, that's really what Alfie specializes in, doesn't he? Specializes
Absolutely.
In those that are retired and soon to be retired, because once you retire, you're literally unemployed at that point, aren't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, I was just talking actually to my husband about this the other day. He's been retired for a while. And, you know, if somebody chooses to go back to work right now, that's one thing.
Right.
But, you know, where are you going to get a job if you've been unemployed? If you've been unemployed through retirement for quite a while, you're going to make, you know, here in this area, $11, $13 an hour. That's not anything that you can rely on. That's
sure.
Just get out of the house, have fun. But, you know, you don't want to have to rely on going back to work to sustain a level of living that you have been accustomed to.
That's very important, Mary. And also, too, you know, I know Coach talks about it a lot of times, but a lot of people are taking undue risk in their portfolio, which could cost them a lot more money. You know, if the market did have a correction, let's say of 10%, if they're taking too much risk in that portfolio. And that's what Coach does, is he examines to make sure that they're not taking undue risk for the returns that they're getting, because really they can get the same amount of risk that they have if it is undue for greater upside potential, can't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, people might be thinking that, oh, I'm not taking all that much risk because I'm invested in the S&P 500, or I'm invested in gold. And I know Elfie talks about this a lot. You know, gold has the volatility of a very volatile portfolio and the historical returns of a treasury bill. You know, so that's really not a conservative play. And then if you're invested only in the S&P 500, when small cap goes up, when technology goes up, whatever the case may be, you're missing out on those opportunities as well. So you need to have somebody like Elfie, have Elfie look at your portfolio and see where you're taking too much risk and how you need to rediversify, rebalance your portfolio so you're not taking undue risk.
That's an excellent point. And if you're just joining us, I'm in studio with Mary Thompson, the marketing director for the Advantage Retirement Group. Coach Alfie Townsend is out at a conference teaching some advisors and also some clients. And he so wanted to be here today on this post-election edition of Saving the Investor broadcast on 92.5 Fox News. And we're talking about the election, and we're talking about, obviously, different philosophies of the people that were running for office. And one was for bigger government, obviously Hillary Clinton, and one was for less government and giving more power back to the people. And obviously the people have spoken, and that's what they want. They want to take their country back. They want to be able to create jobs without the restrictions. They don't want to be told that they have to purchase health care, and if they don't can't afford to purchase it, they're going to get taxed and they're going to get assessed for it. All of these regulations have burdened people, and obviously President-elect Trump on his first day is going to reverse all of the executive orders that President Obama has put in place, which is going to begin to free all of that up. But obviously, there's some sectors, because of all these different things, that would fare better under a Trump presidency than a Clinton. And what are some of those areas that you see that might be an upswing because of what the president-elect is about to do?
Sure, absolutely. You know, a couple of things. The drug sector should benefit. Energy, you know, this week there was renewed interest in coal. Let's talk about that for a second. Coal is the largest domestically produced source of energy in America. It's been very distressed. And, you know, will coal make a comeback under Trump? Well, you know, changes in government policy could create an improved environment for coal. Potentially other energy sources could limit the gain. But, you know, we've seen some renewed interest in that. So,
well, I think the energy sector is going to be great because obviously it's going to allow more fracking. He's talking about allowing the Keystone Pipeline, which is now going to be something that is going to be incredible. If he's lowering the taxes and he brings some of those trillions of dollars back to build the infrastructure right there, that's going to literally open up the floodgates for hundreds of thousands of jobs across America. I mean, you know, people are really excited on that wanted him in. You know, obviously the ones that wanted her in are very, very distraught today. And we do have a lot of uprising in our country. And I'm praying that, you know, God's peace would begin to move in their lives. But, you know, the energy sector has got to be, I would think, a big sector for upward opportunity, don't you think?
Right, absolutely. And to your point as well, as far as the infrastructure goes, you know, Trump said we're going to make our infrastructure great again. And so engineering and construction positions could benefit. So he wants to see the unemployed working on roads and highways and bridges. So I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, a lot of exciting things are about to happen. So this is the post-election edition of Saving the Investor with Financial Coach Alfie Townsend. We've got to take a break. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back in studio with Mary Thompson right after this.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Trey Rado, your host of Daybreak here, joined by Southwest Florida's financial planner, Alfie Townsend. You've heard him on the air before. He's with Advantage Retirement Group. And Alfie, I wanted to start today with retirement. You know, as I look to my future, really, it's not all about just saving and hoarding as much money you can, is it? It's about planning, right?
You're right, Trey. There's two parts of planning. You have the accumulation phase, when that's when you're working, and then you have the harvesting phase. That means you have to take money from the money that you saved, and that's the critical part of retirement. That's what we do here at the Advanced Retirement Group. We will put a written income plan in place for you.
And this is a great point. So if you're getting near retirement, even if if you're a young professional like myself, if you're looking toward the future, call Alfie Townsend today. Even if you are retired, he can help you. He's a certified financial planner. He's got offices in Fort Myers and Naples. Alfie Townsend, give him a call today. 561-1155. 561-1155.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Meet with Alfie. You owe it to yourself to get a second opinion. As we always say on this broadcast, you need to treat your wealth exactly like your health. Sit down with Coach Townsend. He is Southwest Florida's certified financial planner, and he will examine your portfolio from the inside out. He's going to make sure you're on course towards retirement with peace of mind. He's also going to expose all the hidden fees, make sure that you're not taking undue risk, make sure you're diversified properly, and he's going to answer the question, will my income last? 561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com. And I'm in studio with Mary Thompson, the marketing director with the Advantage Retirement Group. If you're just joining us today, Coach Townsend is out at a conference teaching some advisors and also some clients, and he's out of the area today. Would so like to be here, obviously, on this first broadcast since the election. But a lot of people are taking undue risk inside their portfolio. And, you know, there are ways of you getting them diversified properly with a whole rounded plan, because you don't just put them in the market, do you? You have a whole plan and strategy that is custom made, tailor made for them. It's not just a cookie cutter product that everybody gets, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, Alfie does what we call a financial MRI. And part of that is, you know, looking at their existing portfolio. How are they currently balanced? Are they taking too much risk? But then another part of that as well is the income plan. What is their income need to sustain their current lifestyle? What are they getting for Social Security? Do they have a pension? If they don't have a pension, you know, Alfie will talk about, well, what can we do to create a pension for you? How much of your money that you need every month would you like to be guaranteed? So it is very customized to our client's specific needs.
Yeah, that's important, because a lot of you that are out there, you may have a great pension from a company or a great retirement, monthly stipend. Those kind of people really wouldn't be in need, but though they could be, based on their situation, really in need of like a guaranteed stream of income, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, to that point on the pension may go away when the spouse, when that person passes away. Their spouse may not be able to continue receiving that pension plan. So is there something that needs to be replaced later on down the road? So he looks at not just the short term, but the long term. And then if people are saying, you know, I've got enough money to last my lifetime, and I really want to create a legacy, whatever that might mean to them, family, charity, whatever the case may be, you know, he helps people with that long-term planning as well.
Yeah, that's important. That's why you want to sit down with Coach Townsend. You know, your portfolio is worth a second look. Alfie is going to be a second set of eyes. And as Mary said earlier, you really want to validate that you are on course towards retirement so that you don't have to go back to work. And really, you know, Alfie doesn't work with everybody. We know that. So, I mean, not everybody's a fit for him, and he's not a fit for them. So, I mean, if somebody's on a great course and their plan is good, Alfie then is going to tell them, because he is an honest guy, and basically tell them, you know, this is a good plan. Stay with your advisor and continue the course. And he's done that many times, hasn't he?
Right, right. You know, there are people that have come to our workshop. They've met with Alfie, and we so wanted them as clients because they're awesome people. You know, the people that gravitate toward us, to be honest with you, are really neat people, yeah. People that we really enjoy. But, you know, there are times where Alfie says, you are in exactly the best possible situation that you could be, and there's no way that I can enhance your situation. So stay the course, and let's stay friends and stay in touch. But then there are a lot of times where people will come to us and maybe, you know, here's a situation with the election. A lot of people have been sitting on the sideline, you know, just right, waiting to see what's going to happen, who's going to win. And, you know, some of that is the fear factor, the unknown. But now we know what people are dealing with. You know, there's still some unknown, but the point is that if you've been sitting on the side, you really need to make sure that you have a plan in place, because sitting on the sideline is no plan.
Yeah, and also, too, I know that Alfie has, you know, products that a lot of people have in their money, maybe in a CD or a money market earning less than a percent. There are investment strategies where they can have a safe haven, but yet earn upwards of 3%, you know, upwards of 7% possibly in an investment vehicle, couldn't they?
Right, right. He definitely does. And since I'm not licensed, I won't go into any detail okay. on that. But he has some incredible strategies that people do want to talk to him about. So I encourage people that if you've got money sitting on the sideline or what we like to call unemployed cash, right. you know, the money that you just, it's a safe haven for you. It's sitting there if you need it, but really you're probably not going to need it. There are strategies that Alfie can help you out with.
All right. Well, the great thing to do is to be one of the first 10 callers today. Alfie is offering a one-hour meet-and-greet session, and there's no cost and no obligation. All you have to do is call 561-1155. And if you don't have a retirement plan, you can get started. And if you do have one, Alfie's happy to sit down with you, too, and validate your plan. And if you're not on the right course, he's going to tell you, and he's going to show you opportunities and options that you can take to get on the right course so that you can reach your retirement goals and dreams with peace of mind. And if he discovers you're taking too much risk or paying too much in fees, he's there to help. But if your current plan is solid and you're in a good financial shape, he'll tell you that as well. So call now. Be one of the first 10 callers. Call and schedule your own meet-and-greet session with Alfie. He's a great guy. He'll meet with you in Fort Myers or Naples. Again, that's 561-1155. Let him examine your portfolio from the inside out and make recommendations to you that are going to be beneficial. He'll expose those hidden fees, make sure that you're diversified properly and allocated properly, and he's going to answer a question that you should be asking as an investor, and that is, will my income last? 561-1155. You also can go over to his website. It's savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that web address is very easy to remember, savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie and his company and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And you also can click on the media tab there, and you'll find a wealth of information, and you can watch any one of these topics that we discuss here on the Saving the Investor broadcast. We want you to stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break, so don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button. Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. This is John Antonucci, your co-host, and the phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Be one of the first 10 callers and sit down with Alfie for a special meet-and-greet session in Fort Myers or Naples. He'll examine your portfolio from the inside out, make recommendations to you that are beneficial well into retirement. He's going to expose all the hidden fees, make sure you're not taking undue risk in your retirement philosophy. He's also going to tell you and answer the question you should be asking, will your income last? 561-1155 or go to savingtheinvestor.com where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And if you're just joining us today, Coach Townsend is out of town at a conference teaching some advisors and clients, and I'm in studio today with the marketing director, Mary Thompson, who does a great job here, a great part of Alfie's team. And we're talking about the post-election today. Obviously, President-elect Trump has been elected by the people, and what that's going to do. Obviously, all the negative people were saying the markets are going to tank, and they were driving fear, especially during the election night. It was looking towards him possibly winning the election, and the futures were down over 1,000 points at one point. But obviously, we all know that when we woke up on Wednesday morning, the markets were up. They were up again on Thursday, obviously mixed on Friday. But you need to understand that he is going to take regulations off. He's going to reduce taxes. And I think the markets are responding, Mary, because of the fact that they realize, even though they were afraid of the unknown, that this is a businessman who has a track record of success. And obviously, he knows how to promote and hire people and bring jobs into the marketplace. And that's really what we need right now.
Right. Absolutely. You know, it's going to be great to have a fresh perspective, I think, in the White House. And I'm expecting great things. And, you know, like Alfie always says, the market is bigger than the presidency. But I do think that with the president, president-elect, having certain convictions of areas that he really wants to bring order to, you know, we will see some sectors that will be responding positively to that as well.
Yeah, I think that's a great point that you say that, you know, the markets are bigger than the presidency, because I know we've done on this show before where we've analyzed all the presidents, and it's amazing that the trend is that the markets sometimes do better even under a Democratic president who is putting bigger government and more things upon the business workers that are out there. So really, we don't know what the markets are going to do, and that's why you can't really market time or track record invest, as he always says. You have to be in the market, diversified, rebalance correctly, and make sure that you're on course towards retirement so that you can weather the storm and not get in and out. I think that's the worst mistake people make, don't you?
Right, absolutely. Like Alfie always says, if you try to time the market, you have to be right two times over and over and over, you know, when to get in, when to get out, and then keep repeating itself.
And so, it never happens. I mean, people don't. I mean, you'd have to have a crystal ball, which we don't have. And obviously, people will always say this stock is good, this stock is good. Sometimes it's a hit and a home run, but most times you just don't know. And I think your philosophy is to be diversified. And when we talk about diversification, most people that are listening right now say, well, I'm diversified. You know, I'm in the S&P 500 or I'm in the Dow. But really, that's just one asset class, isn't
it? Right, absolutely. And, you know, this last week, actually on, what was it, Thursday, we saw the Dow hit an all-time high. Well, a lot of that was people rebalancing their portfolios, you know. And then a few days later, it might be going down. So you can't chase after returns by chasing after a certain sector. You've got to be well balanced.
Yeah, and I think he talks about rebalancing, and a person, an average investor, someone who do-it-yourselfer, can't really rebalance his portfolio effectively. And what Alfie talks about is rebalancing with new money coming into the portfolio, because obviously we're in a multi-billion dollar fund, and obviously as new money comes in, they rebalance every single day. They have the discipline to buy what's going down and to sell what's high, whereas most people want to sell what's high and really not, you know, really have the opposite effect, don't they?
Right. They panic and say, oh no, it's going down. So they want to sell when it's going down. Worst thing possible. So.
Yeah. I mean, that takes to take the emotion out of it, to have someone buy when it's going down and not sell, buy more of what you have that's going down, really is against the grain of what they are saying out in the so-called expert world of investing, aren't they?
Absolutely. So, you know, and going back to some of the different sectors, even though we don't, you don't want to chase sectors, let's talk for a minute. You know, yesterday was Veterans Day. So let's talk a little bit about our defense. I think that there's going to be more spending there.
Yeah, I think obviously if he's going to rebuild the military, those areas, those sectors, aerospace and defense. And I think we saw it. I think we saw, you know, a lot of the medical type stocks going down. A lot of the, you know, banking stocks went down one day, but I know they went up the next day very, very drastically. So obviously there's a lot of feel there out in certain sectors. And, you know, again, you're saying don't buy sectors, but to be diversified, you know, the way his portfolio was set up, it's not just one sector. You're really in every single asset class that's out there, even some that people can't buy. I know he talks about micro caps and different types of investment philosophies that most people don't even think about. But also, this is a global market. So when you invest with Alpha, you're investing in the whole global society, aren't you?
Right, absolutely. You know, and another point on that, too, is that Alfie has access to institutional investing. Most people out there have, you know, XYZ fund with an A share, a B share, a C share, whatever the case may be. So they're buying retail, okay? They're paying loads going in or loads going out or have high expense ratios. So Alfie has access to institutional investing, so it's priced very fairly for large investors.
And they couldn't really get institutional pricing.
No.
And if they brought their portfolio over, obviously, and they were paying retail by purchasing, you know, or entering into his portfolio, they're going to get more bang for their buck, wouldn't they? Because they're getting better pricing.
Absolutely. You know, and people are very surprised when Alfie exposes how much they're paying in certain fees. I remember him talking about a client that came, well, they weren't a client at the time. They were at that point, just somebody seeking after Alfie's advice and later became a client. But they came in with a portfolio, and of which included a variable annuity. And the person said, nope, I don't have any fees. My broker said, I don't have fees, don't have fees. So Alfie gets on the phone, calls the company. Turns out he has 5%, right around 5% annual fee.
Wow.
And, you know, on $500,000, that adds up after
sure.
a while.
So yeah, $25,000 a year.
Absolutely. And so with Alfie having access to institutional investing, they're not going to get gouged.
Yeah, that's important. And that's why you want a second set of eyes. That's why you want to sit down with Coach Alfie Townsend in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices. Let him give you a second opinion. You have absolutely nothing to lose. Treat your wealth like your health. You wouldn't take one doctor's opinion. You would get a second opinion. Why don't you do that with your retirement plan? You've worked so hard. You've invested so much for so many years. Why don't you make sure you're on the right course? The worst that can happen is you're on the right course and Alfie tells you, keep going the way you're going. Or if he uncovers undue fear, fees, if you're taking too much risk, if you're not allocated properly, and if you're not diversified properly, you want to have a plan in place, and you want somebody with 30 years of experience. Coach Alfie Townsend is Southwest Florida's financial planner, over 30 years of experience doing this, and he knows exactly what to do in any given situation to make sure that you retire with confidence, and he's going to give you that confidence. 561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com. We have to take a break here. We're going to be right back right after this break, so don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Hey, I love it here in Southwest Florida. You know what? This is my second home, and I know why you live here. You've been able to accumulate enough wealth to retire here, but you know what? Many retirement portfolios are exposed to way too much risk and have excessive and hidden fees. Don't lose your hard-earned savings to unnecessary fees and an unforgiving market. Alfie Townsend and Advantage Retirement Group can help. Now, Alfie is a certified financial planner who lives here in Southwest Florida. Alfie Townsend and his team understand the complexities of portfolio investing during retirement and the need for income planning to last your lifetime. So meet with Alfie in his Naples or his Fort Myers office. You can call for an appointment now. Call Alfie at 561-1155. And don't forget, listen for his program, Saving the Investor, at Saturday mornings at 9, right here on 92.5 Fox News Radio.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And if you're just joining us today, Coach Alfie Townsend so wanted to be here, but he is at a conference teaching some advisors and also some clients, and he couldn't be here in this post-election Saving the Investor broadcast. But I'm so happy to be joined in studio with Mary Thompson. She is the marketing director of the Advantage Retirement Group. And you want to give Alfie a call and sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples. They're going to make you feel real welcome, and they're going to make sure that you're on course towards the retirement plan and strategy that you have. 561-1155. You owe it to yourself to get a second opinion and let Coach Alfie Townsend make sure that you're on course towards retirement. Again, you can go to the website as well, savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. And we're talking about, obviously, President-elect Trump and some of the policies that he's about to institute and what kind of effects that it's going to have on the markets and what type of investment strategies or what type of areas or places that are going to benefit. And we talked about the fact that energy is going to be one, obviously, aerospace and defense. But the big one, I think, is that when he cuts corporate taxes, companies can begin to bring cash home again without the subject of a 35% rate. I mean, they're talking about trillions of dollars. I mean, what do you think that's going to do, obviously, not only to the economy, but to the markets if that money comes back? Because it has to go somewhere, right?
Right. That's huge. I am looking forward to that day when people are able to, companies are bringing their money back home here and investing it in their company here and investing it in the people here. And, some companies like technology, it might benefit them. The one thing about technology is that, with immigration, a lot of technology companies are heavy users of the H-1B program. But hopefully with these tax cuts, they'll be encouraged to bring their money back home and employ people that are U.S. citizens.
Yeah, and I think you just mentioned immigration, which is obviously the closing of the borders. not allowing workers to come in from outside of the country at this point is going to have to employ more people. Obviously, I'm not in favor of sending people back that have been here for many, many years. I don't know what they're going to do regarding that. But I know he's going to close the borders, which is going to stop the influx of people, which obviously they come in, they take some of, you know, American jobs. So we have to get our jobs back. And obviously getting the jobs back is not only going to bring the tax base to a point where more people are going to be paying taxes, but you're going to have more people that have the potential to invest in the markets, which obviously drives the markets up, doesn't it?
Right, right. It's a win-win. So short term, long term, you know, we've got a great country that we can be very proud of, and excited that we have a president-elect that's going to make some significant changes.
Yeah, and we're excited about it, and obviously Alfie's excited about it. And this is why it's so important that if you're listening today, you come in for an end-of-the-year review. And this isn't just something for people that have never been here before. You guys do this for your own clients at the end of the year to make sure that things haven't changed. You know, things could be changing. Kids could move out of the house, or you could have sold the house, or, you know, something could have happened different in your financial picture. And you guys want to take a look at that to make sure that you're maximizing their potential with their investment philosophy, aren't you?
Absolutely. And one change that we see a lot of is people coming from up north down here. Maybe they've had a vacation home down here in Southwest Florida, and now it's going to become their permanent residency. They may have another home elsewhere, but we get a lot of people that have retired, and they're looking for a new advisor that's local here. They might have had a long relationship with somebody up north or wherever the case may be, but keep in mind, that advisor was really good for you during that accumulation phase of life. You're in a totally different phase when you've retired. And, you know, we meet with a lot of people that have sold their businesses. So, you know, people that are all of a sudden coming into having a liquid position that was invested in whatever it may be, their business or a home up north or whatever the case.
Yeah, you're listening to Saving the Investor on 92.5 Fox News. And if you're just joining us, Coach Townsend is out of town at a conference teaching some advisors and clients. He still wanted to be here on this post-election, coverage of Saving the Investor on this first broadcast since the election. And then we're talking with Mary Thompson, the marketing director, in studio today. And obviously, Mary, there's, half of the country, 50% of the people are not happy because they were for Miss Hillary Clinton, obviously. And, if you let your political bias dictate your investment outlook, that could begin to be a problem. So, you know, those people obviously see from a different light than the ones that want less government. So they may be panicking right now. They may be wanting to pull their money out and get out of the market, thinking that, well, Trump is just going to be a mess and he's going to really destroy America. And they have that, you know, type of view right now. What would you say to those people as far as, in light of investing, why they shouldn't get out and why they should stay the course towards retirement?
Right. Well, you know, unfortunately for the people that are in that situation, they're panicking and they're wanting to pull out. They're actually creating a win for people that are getting in. So, they're only kind of hurting themselves, if you will.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and I would make an appeal to you, you know, not to do, you know, that's why taking the emotion out is so important, isn't it? Because, you know, if you make a decision based on anger, or you make right. on disappointment or on your fears, you can make the wrong decision. A lot of people have pulled out based on fear. And let's look at just this week alone, or look at the Brexit. Let's take it back to the Brexit when the markets tanked for the first week. Mm-hmm. But within 10 days, I know in Alfie's portfolio, all the losses were back to where it once was, even and even starting to go up from the gains. You have all the negative people are going to be out there. You can't listen to them. And we're inundated today with 24-hour news media. Obviously, it's on our phone everywhere we go. We're hearing about what's happening up to the minute. All of those things really can affect you in a negative way, can it, towards making wrong choices.
Right, right. That's why sometimes you just need to turn it off and focus on, okay, where am I at right now in my life and what can I control? And, you know, if you're retired or soon to retire and you have established yourself here in Southwest Florida and you want a financial planner that to work with you on that and keep you on the course. In fact, that reminds me, Alfie just completed a book that'll be published soon.
Yeah, it's exciting.
And it's keeping you on the retirement fairway.
Right.
And that's what he does so well is, you know, keeping you out of the rough and you know, making sure that you're staying the course. And you know, when you're golfing, now I golf every now and then, but I'm not okay. great. I don't play enough to be great or anything, but I do know that there's so many different factors that you have to take into consideration, things that I don't even understand or know, but the wind and the distance and what club you use and all that. But you know, you want to keep your eye on the goal. And so often a novice golfer like myself will, you know, take my eye off the ball or not look at the goal. And that's where having a coach come into play and sticking by your side and giving you the guidance so that you are going down the retirement fairway as smoothly as possible.
That's an excellent point. Well, the phone number to call is 561-1155, 561-1155. Meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples and let him examine your portfolio from the inside out. We got to take a break, but we're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Trey Radel, your host of Daybreak here, joined by Southwest Florida's financial planner Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group. Alfie, you know, here in Southwest Florida, this is the place to retire, but a huge concern is how long can you live off your savings? How do you address that? Is it really all about preparation?
This is a very important part, because if you start taking money out during a down market, that's called reverse dollar cost averaging, and that can be devastating. So you have to make sure that your portfolio and your income plan is in place so you are not running out of money, because people are living longer these days.
That's actually a very, very good point, which I think a lot of people overlook in terms of healthcare and how long we do live. Give Alfie a call today. He will show you how the right income plan will impact your retirement income so you can stay retired here in beautiful Southwest Florida. Call Alfie Townsend today, 561-1155. Again, that phone number, 561-1155.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155. Be one of the first 10 callers and meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. He'll give you a one-hour meet-and-greet session, and there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is call 561-1155. Treat your wealth like your health. Get a second set of eyes. Get a second opinion. Let Southwest Florida's financial planner, Coach Alfie Townsend, take a look at what you have and make sure that you're on course towards your retirement goals and dreams. 561-1155, or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And today we're in studio with Mary Thompson, the marketing director. Coach Alfie so wanted to be here today, but he had a conference scheduled where he's speaking to advisors and clients. And this is the post-election Saving the Investor broadcast. And we're talking about our president-elect Trump, who's going to bring a different ideology into Washington. Obviously, whether you agree with him or not, for business sectors, I think it's going to be good. Just looking at the natural, anytime you reduce taxes, take off regulations, open up and seal the borders, but open up opportunities for money to come back into this country, it has to be a boost to the economy that has been so sluggish for these past 8 years. Whether you agree with President Obama or not, you know, we've only been at a 1% gross domestic product. Really, it's not even meeting up with inflation, is it?
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, the thing that we need to do individually is be prepared, have a plan, know what your goals are, and stay whatever the course is that you set out for yourself. Don't get distracted by, you know, people with their negative opinions or persuasive talk. You know, have a plan that makes sense for you. And, you know, I was thinking about this a second ago, John. You know, we do a lot of workshops, and you just said a few minutes ago how Alfie's been in this industry for over 30 years. And, you know, somebody that hasn't met Alfie, they're probably thinking this guy's really old.
Yeah, he looks good.
He's not. You know, he got in this industry as a result of his mom changing careers. And Alfie was 20 or 21 when he got in this industry. So this guy's got a lot of experience, but a lot of future ahead of him as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, as his marketing director, one thing I want to say that I always say in our workshop is that, you know, my experience is I was a financial advisor and a trust officer and all this. So I've seen the financial services industry over the last 30 years myself. And there is the number one reason that I am so proud to be a part of Advantage Retirement Group is that Alfie Townsend is a man of integrity.
Yeah.
And every single person out there that is looking for who can I rely on, who can I talk to, who will listen to me and give me suitable guidance, Alfie Townsend is full of integrity. So if you've been thinking about changing to a different advisor, you're new to town, or you've had the same planner for the last 20 some odd years helping you to accumulate your wealth, and you're in a position where now you have to harvest and make sure that your money lasts your lifetime, I encourage you to call us, 561-1155, 561-1155. And Alfie, like I said, is a man of integrity, and whether you're on the course and you're doing exactly what you need to do, or if there's things that Alfie can do to help benefit your situation, he'll be honest with you about that.
That's a great point. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And obviously, that's a great point, as well as to stick to the plan, because a lot of people don't even have a plan, do they, Mary?
Right.
I mean, when they come in here, they really don't have a strategy. They just think, well, I've got to be in the market, or I'm going to buy this. But they don't really have an overall plan. He looks at their whole situation and obviously looks at everything before recommending what to do. And a lot of people, like you said, are with it, their advisors. They feel like an obligation, I don't know why, to a certain person that they've been with for years. But really, this is their money. They really have to watch over it, just like you trust a doctor, but you still watch over your own health care, don't you?
Right, absolutely. And, you know, if your physical needs change and you need a specialist, you know, you're not going to stick with your same doctor. Or if you need to say, if something happens and you need a second opinion, you need to validate something, you want to find somebody that you can trust and talk to about that. So that's what Alfie does. He will help you treat your wealth like your health.
And that's important that you get a second opinion, especially as we're entering into the latter part of November and obviously the end of the year. You want to position yourself for 2017. And really, the process is very painless, because they're going to sit down with him, like you said, for a meet and greet, mm-hmm. you know, for about an hour and just do some fact finding, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, who wouldn't want to, at the end of the year here, take a look back at what you've been doing? And maybe you have had a plan in place, but that plan, you know, if you're soon to retire, that plan has to change. You can't stay with an accumulation strategy when you're harvesting your money out of your investments. You know, you put your money in there in order to be able to use it later in life. And that's a huge pendulum swing. So your plan needs to change.
Yeah, it's important. Well, this has been a great show, Mary, and it's been great having you in studio filling in for Coach as he's traveled. Appreciate your expertise and your knowledge that you bring to the people of Southwest Florida. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
All right. Well, the phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You know, Alfie sees people every day that come in with questions like, is my portfolio too vulnerable to the volatility of the markets? Will I run out of money? Am I paying too much in fees? Do I even know what my fees are? You probably have the same of a lot of fears, too. And this is where Alfie can begin to help you. I invite you to give him a call, schedule a no-cost, no-obligation meet-and-greet session with Alfie Townsend in Fort Myers or Naples. Be one of the first 10 callers. Call him at 561-1155. Sit down with him. Let him examine your portfolio from the inside out. He's going to expose any hidden fees that are eating up your returns. He's going to tell you if you're diversified and allocated properly. He's going to make sure that you're rebalancing and you're on the course and the plan and the strategy that you've established. And he's going to answer that question, will my income last? 561-1155. You owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. Visit with Southwest Florida's financial planner in Fort Myers or Naples, or you can go to the website, savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie's company and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And on that website, it's very interactive. If you click on the media tab, you're going to find a wealth of different areas that you can watch on your smart device. And you can look at rebalancing, the type of portfolio that he's in, guaranteed streams of income, many different topics there that will be of interest to you and educate you and give you the knowledge you need to be a savvy investor. Until next time, it's always a blessing coming into your home or vehicle. Stay tuned and be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. To find out more, go to AdvantageRetirementGroup.com or call them at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.